From the WDXE newsroom, this is the WDXE News Update. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli said March 22nd that the village of Coxsackie is under, and I quote, moderate fiscal stress, end quote. Coxsackie was the only local municipality under stress, according to DiNapoli. Coxsackie Village Mayor Mark Evans played down his warning, saying, and I quote, a moderate score, given the economic conditions we have at this time, is not a bad thing. The state comptroller's calculations to get these scores are out of our control, and I'd love to see it better, but I'm comfortable with what I've received, end quote. DiNapoli said the end of federal pandemic relief was causing stress in some of the towns and villages in New York. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Ryan reports in the Mountain Eagle that in Jewett in Greene County, the town board last week approved a six-month moratorium on new solar-powered projects while they reconsider their current solar laws. Town Supervisor Greg Groyer said Jewett will, and I quote, reconsider our current solar law and very possibly draft a new law that addresses all aspects of larger solar farms. Currently, we don't allow anything that is not small scale. We don't want large solar farms, period. But we believe that might not fly if we got challenged. Everything is so solar focused. Now, with the state, they might overturn our local jurisdiction, end quote. The town planning board will write the revisions, and Croyer said, and I quote, they have had a couple of subdivision applications that have required a lot of attention. They are working off templates from a couple of other towns to prepare a final draft, and they aren't quite ready, end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the Massachusetts Attorney General's office has ruled that in 2022, the Barrington Select Board violated the state's open meeting laws, working beyond public view on the town's proposed short-term rental bylaw. Assistant Attorney General Elizabeth Carnes Flynn said in a March 14th letter that the board had essentially created a subcommittee when Board Chair Stephen Bannon and Vice Chair Lee Davis met with Christopher Rimbold, Assistant Town Manager and Director of Planning, to work on the short-term rental rules. Flynn said, and I quote, although the board did not take a formal vote and did not use the word subcommittee, the board discussed at length having two members work with Rimbold, end quote. All board votes and rulings remain in place, but the board must now create minutes for the meeting of the three officials. And Flynn said if they did it again, it would, and I quote, be considered evidence of intent to violate the law, end quote. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.